Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Mr. Wonderful here at your service. Also, another Mr. Wonderful is with us right now, Dr. William Duckerberg, Chief Economist for the National Federation of Independent Business and Professor of Economics at Temple University in Philadelphia, and that great historic city of Philadelphia that recently celebrated Benjamin Franklin's 300th birthday. And Bill is our good friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim. How are you this morning?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. And folks, Bill, ordinarily, as you know, he joins us once a month to give us a report on the survey that he conducts with small business owners across the country to find out about what's happening in the marketplace. But today, we're not going to do the survey. That's going to be in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, today, we get the data today, right?
Hmm?
We get the data today, and then that's it'll take me a while to...
I know. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. It's coming out now.
Right,
and so he'll have that ready in a couple of weeks for us. But today what we're going to be doing is we're going to talk about, well, it's our FedWatch show, which you know what that's all about. But today is not your regular, ordinary FedWatch day. This is a historic moment in time, isn't it, Bill?
It certainly is.
Tell us why.
Well, after 18-plus years, Alan Greenspan has to step down as chairman of the Federal Reserve. No really sneaky way he could be kept on. So his replacement has been picked, and simultaneously with Alan running his last meeting at the Federal Reserve for the Federal Open Market Committee, the hearings for his replacement will be held by the Senate for confirmation.
So it hasn't happened yet?
I don't think so.
Bernanke, you mean?
Yeah.
He's been
confirmed by the Senate.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen. It's not.
I know, but I mean, when's that going to happen? Are we going to be without a leader for a while?
No, I'm sure they'll talk to him today and vote him in.
Okay, all right. So it's going to happen real quick then, huh?
They're going to vote. There'll be two votes today. One for Alito and
yeah. Can they actually do that? I don't think the Senate can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Well, that we'll find out today whether they get that done or not.
Right, that'll be interesting to see.
We'll see.
Okay, so today is a meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee, folks. That's the group that gets together up to 19, total of 19, sometimes less, depending on who's on first and who hasn't been reappointed, or I should say whose slot hasn't been filled. And up to 19, and these are the folks who get together every 6 weeks or so to talk about the economy. And today they're going to do that. Mr. Greenspan is there. Will Mr. Bernanke be there?
No. No, he'll be at his hearing, and because he's not
official yet.
Right, he's not official yet.
Even though he has been part of this group before, hasn't he?
He has. He was a member of the Board of Governors. There are seven governors,
right.
And, of course, five presidents of the 12 sitting on the Federal Open Market Committee. And so they all sit together and vote. And so he's been there for 2 years. He knows everybody. He knows where the bathroom is.
Right.
And where the fax machine is,
and all that
down pat.
Has it been unusual for the outgoing chairman to be in on the last meeting? Seemed like I heard someone say that typically the chairman does not attend.
Yeah,
the outgoing.
Yeah, that's often the case. That's if the replacement is already there. See, sometimes what happens is the replacement gets named to the board as just a regular board member and then assumes the chair.
Right.
In this case, Ben is still the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors.
Having left the Fed for a couple of years.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's not a member and can't be there until he's confirmed as a member.
Well, let's get out of the way what you think is going to happen today. You think the last meeting Mr. Greenspan is going to attend as a member of the Fed is going to be with the rate increase?
Absolutely.
So no problem at all there.
I don't think so.
with raising rates while in his last meeting?
No. Again, you know, we always talk about Alan Greenspan being the most important or powerful man in the world, et cetera, but monetary policy is made by, 12 people and voted on by 12 people when you have a full complement. We're too short now.
Right.
The president has nominated two people to fill those slots, so that'll be full. But they're basically the people who vote. And if the chairman wants to go one way and 11 people want to go the other way, or even three or four people, then not much happens. They have to reach agreement on this, and that's what the markets are telling us these days. They like Alan Greenspan, all right, but obviously they have faith in the institution of the Fed, not the man.
Which is what I want to talk about when we come back. Did Alan Greenspan, was he given a little too much celebrity? Was he too much the personification of the Federal Reserve, Open Market Committee, the Federal Reserve Bank? And we'll talk about that right after these messages. It's 20 till. We'll be right back with our good friend, Dr. William Dunkelberg. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you can. Don't forget all the things you can do there, and they're all for free. Like my newsletter, which you can subscribe to, our blog you can also subscribe to. All that's free, all the archives, the articles, all the resources, and more to come, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Dr. William Dunkelberg is chief economist for the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, and professor of economics, former dean of the School of Business at Temple University, now professor. And having served his time and decided to let somebody else have all that paperwork, right, Bill?
Exactly.
Yeah. and we're talking about the Fed. The Fed's meeting today, and they're going to be sending off Mr. Greenspan. Will it be a party, Bill? Will it be any kind of a soiree?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that there will. Now, it may not be today at the meeting, but probably later today, the insiders at the Fed, there's probably a party planned. I can't imagine there wouldn't be. Alan's a party guy. Remember he played
saxophone? And he's a big party guy, absolutely.
Right, I mean, he likes partying. So
We all know about that. How old is Alan Greenspan, 78?
78, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Guess there's no mandatory retirement there, huh?
Right, exactly. What about his legacy? We were talking as we went to the break about how the media, as much as anybody, has made him the personification of the Fed. People go around saying, well, Greenspan raised rates again. I can see the headlines now. Will Greenspan raise rates again this time? As if he were the only person. Truth is, with a full complement, there are 18 others who can, even though they don't all vote, as you know, Bill, they all attend.
They all
get to speak.
Everybody gets to talk. There are 12 presidents from the regional Federal Reserve banks and seven governors.
Two being the chairman and the vice chairman.
Pardon?
Two of those seven being the chairman and the vice chairman.
Sure, right. Yep. So they all have their say, and they all have done research. They all have research staffs. They all bring independent opinions to the table, and then they fight it out. And, of course, one of the skills that the chairman has to have is he has to be a consensus maker. That is, he's got to resolve differences of opinion and help everybody get to a conclusion, raise rates by 25 basis points, which will be the conclusion we get today because everybody seems to be on the same page. But sometimes that's very difficult, and Alan made his reputation by often being a contrarian, not necessarily to the board's view, but surprising the rest of us in terms of what policy he pursued and what direction he went. And of course, we think he's great because history now, looking back over his shoulder, says he made good decisions. Maybe not perfect, but very good decisions.
Well, but then you see, you've done it again. You just now personified him again as the Fed. And even though, so here's my question. How much influence, how accurate was it to say, is Greenspan going to raise rates? Greenspan did this, Greenspan did that. But really, speaking of the Fed, how accurate has that been?
Well, I think that pretty much the Fed has gone the way that the chairman thought it should go. But But again, that's because the 11 other members, when they were a full complement, and the 11 other voting members agreed with, were convinced by the chairman. But he has to convince them intellectually. He can't fire them. He can't change their pay. He can't give them a bad office.
But do you think he went in? Was he a? And you're very close to the Fed, Bill. Do you think he went in, knowing what he wanted to do, and basically with in a leadership way, the way leaders do? Do you think he went in where he said, "This is the way I want it, and I'm going to fight hard for this"?
No, I think that by the time you get there, you know, he's talked to everybody many times, and he's done the work that a good leader would do, and that is make sure everybody's on board first and take care of any issues that people have. And, of course, sometimes, you know, you can't. That is, there are meetings where one or two of the governors dissent on policy. That is, they disagree officially, and it's in the record. And but for the most part, you know, you don't go in and surprise them. Mm-hmm. You make sure everybody knows where you're going to go. That's the important thing. And then it's much easier to get policy made.
They all revere him, though, don't they?
Absolutely. He's
mutually revered. Bob McTeer, former president of the Dallas Bank, used to be on the show quite often when he was with the Fed, and he had a great admiration for Mr. Greenspan.
Well, he had great intelligence and great creativity, and then he managed people well. That is, it wasn't Alan handing down a tablet from the mountaintop saying, mm-hmm, today rates are going to go up or down. It was it was a mutual respect. Alan respected them, and they respected him, and they worked well. The board worked well together to get the job done.
I've often disagreed with him, and now I've done it. I've often disagreed with what the Fed has done over the years. I felt like they've gone too long in lowering rates. In the past, they've gone too long in raising rates. They've been too predictable. They should have been, you know, there should have been more smaller corrections, not so many big corrections. But all in all, history is going to judge him well, isn't it?
Certainly is. You know, he's leaving with a very, very strong economy with very low interest inflation, which was the goal of the Fed, of course, to have low inflation and high employment. You know, except for the dot-com years, a couple of years there in the late 90s, we employ the highest percentage of the population in history. And, of course, we have a core inflation rate around 2%, and it's been there for a long time. And I think that's why the yield curve is, quote-unquote, flat.
But with interest rates being relatively high, in my opinion, I don't care what anybody else says, I still think any time small business owners have to pay as much as 9 and 10% for interest, that's too high. Is there a recession in the future? And if it is it Mr. Greenspan's recession, or will it be Mr. Bernanke's recession? I'm going to ask Bill Dunkelberg after these messages about that question. And also, there's a vacancy at the Fed Bank in Philadelphia. Who's the new guy? Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Dr. William Dunkelberg, chief economist of the NFIB and professor of economics at Temple University. Bill, I think that the Fed went down too much on their interest rates without any kind of an adjustment. I think they've gone up now too often, and I don't think we're heading towards a recession, but I do think that there is some perfect storm elements out there that could contribute to a rough patch if later this year, first part of next year. Will that be Mr. Bernanke's rough spot, or will it be Mr. Greenspan's rough spot, and who will get blamed for it?
Well, Ben will have to handle it, whatever it is, because yeah, he'll be the guy steering the ship at that point in time.
But you and I both know that if it's going to happen, a lot of those dies have been cast.
That's right, they have. You know, as we say, the lags are long and variable, and it could happen. Well, obviously we are heading to a recession. The question is, how far away is it? Is it 5 years away, and we have the usual long expansion, or is it 5 months away? I don't really see anything that's going to cause the economy to go into a recession. The rest of the world is not interested in seeing us in a recession, since their job growth depends on our buying stuff from them.
Right.
We buy $2 trillion worth of stuff from the rest of the world now. It used to be we were kind of independent, and Europe didn't care if we were in recession or not, and vice versa. Now we're very dependent on each other, interdependent. And so we do care, and they care, and so everybody's helping everybody out, which is a good way to have it in the world. So I don't see any real threat to the economy this year. We look pretty good.
I want to go local real quick for just a minute. Tony Santomero is the retiring president of the Philadelphia Bank, Fed Bank. And recently an article was written where you, no big surprise to me or my audience, where you were highly recommended as his replacement. Now, I actually know that you're on the short list of a lot of openings at the Fed. This one would be perfect because it's right there in your hometown. People know you. They know you well at that Fed, at the Philadelphia Fed. What say you?
Yeah, I wouldn't have to move.
That's right. And you want the job, too, don't you?
Well, it'd be an interesting job to have. Tony and I fought it out 5 years ago, and he won. Who knows? We'll have to see what happens.
I remember when that happened, and I'd like to see you with the job on one way, you wouldn't be able to continue your survey there, would you?
No, it would continue. It's just that I wouldn't be able to do it.
Right. Well, we would miss you for that, but I'm assuming that just because you became the president of the Philadelphia Fed, that you'd still do our show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been done before, so we'd count on you for that. And when you become the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, when you take over from Mr. Bernanke in 3 or 4 years, we'd expect you to do that too.
Absolutely.
Okay, Bill, and I'm gonna contact the powers that be and make sure that you get this job in Philadelphia.
Grease
yeah.
the kids for me.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, Mr. Greenspan, what if you were toasting him at the party tonight, what would you say?
That's a good question. I guess we'd raise our glasses and we'd say, congratulations on a stunning career as chairman of the Federal Reserve. You saw us through a lot of tough spots. And we're indeed grateful for both your wit and your wisdom and your luck, and because we all have to have a little bit of good luck. And,
right.
And we hope that your successor can be equally blessed.
All right. Now, when you're toasting Ben Bernanke and on his retirement, do you think you'll be able to say anything similar?
Well, it's hard to beat the empirical, the data record that the chairman Greenspan has. We got into major difficulties that were not of his doing, and he had to essentially help get the economy through those spots, rough spots. We hope two things. One, that we don't have those kinds of rough spots, a 2000 stock market crash or a 9/11 or some of the global problems that we had that Greenspan dealt with. We hope we don't have those problems, and we do, of course. We hope that the Fed as an institution is up to dealing with them. And there are a lot of smart people there. Say 12 people are thinking this through. I think the markets believe the Fed can get the job done. That's why long-term rates are still 4.5%.
Well, and Mr. Greenspan wasn't a rock star when he started when he took the job first either.
Absolutely.
That's another thing
I
to remember. Yeah. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you much.
Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.